is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
That was Heroes by the band Callers. I played a tune from them the other week called Good Years. The album's called Reviver, and let me just have a look at the blurb here. Callers are longtime collaborators Sarah Lucas and Ryan Seaton, and more recently Keith Souza and Seth Manchester have joined the band. Wonderful, yeah. I played Good Years the other week and really enjoyed it, and my crack production unit at the BBC haven't let me down. They sent me the album, and that's the second tune off it. That's called Heroes. I'm really enjoying that. Once again, the band was Callers. Whereas, I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome everybody to the programme. It's frozen out there, and it's Thursday morning for me making this programme. It's Sunday night for a lot of you guys listening to it going out live, and then the rest of you through the week. Well, what have we got for you this week? Ooh, that put me right off that did. We've got a few of those. I can't believe that features in its third week. Unbelievable. Somebody's corrected me about Emilia Antorini. Some very touching, some very funny emails that I'll be reading out. Our chosen artist this week is My Morning Jacket, two tunes from Then Before 11. And also our Desert Island Disc guest this week from his episode of the programme is actor, writer and director Tim Robbins. I like the cut of the man's jib, and he picks some pretty good records as well. A little bit of his background, which I didn't know about, which explains the man's reputation for being ethical. So yeah, that's pretty fascinating stuff. Loads of new music. The Beckopedia will be dropping by with a really great choice that I've not heard for years. And it's going to be marvellous for the next 2 hours. Lots of people got in touch about the Blonde Redhead tune that I played. And I said it was on a compilation. We talked a little bit about the importance of making the mixtape and introducing somebody you love to lots of new music. And yeah, somebody, who's this? This is Cad Taylor said, thanks for this. I saw Blonde Redhead about 10 years ago in Brighton in a really intimate venue. They were amazing. I'm in a lovely CD sharing with a friend at the moment. It's gone on for the last year. We are up to 23. Well, he is. I'm back at 17. Very behind. Must work harder. You're so right. So much have come of these. In fact, they are priceless. Cheers from Cad in Ipswich. Thanks for backing me up, Cad, and everyone else who got in touch about this next tune from Blonde Redhead. Make someone you love a CD today. Here's Blonde Redhead with 23. blonde redhead with 23. I was 23 once. I was.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music has always been a great place where you can hear a lot of different music up against each other.
The odd little songs that you've never heard before.
It gives young and up-and-coming artists a real platform.
It's new by JJ Doom, that's on Lex Records.
6 Music has always been very supportive to the Maccabees. I think Steve Lamacq gave us our first ever radio play.
It's what we do.
A music-loving radio station.
It's public service broadcasting at its best.
You get such a range of sessions, of interviews.
What is it that keeps you working?
We don't work music, we play music.
By turn, 6 Music is entertaining, touching and hilarious.
A new phone, everyone! This will save the economies of the West!
What about global environmental catastrophe?
Shut up!
Just buy it!
This is 6 Music with me, Lauren Laverne.
I'm Steve Lamacq.
Radcliffe and Maccone.
High Octane, yeah. Double Act Interplay.
Mark Riley on 6 Music.
I'm Chris Hawkins.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
Tom Ravenscroft.
You're with me, Gideon Coe.
This is BBC Radio.
6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6 Music.
The matter
and the antimatter.
I heard about Blonde Redhead through my friend Leela Dean Watson, who's one of the Watson twins. She made me a mixtape many moons ago. It's where I first heard Jessica Hoop. It's where I first heard Blonde Redhead in that tune exactly. And it's where I first heard this next tune from My Morning Jacket, who are my featured artists this week. From the album Z, or in their native tongue Z, this is It Beats For You.
See you never do.
My Money Jacket and It Beats For You. I've just noticed Miss Luxury got in touch asking, what's this tune where somebody sings? It was the Blonde Redhead tune, so that will have sorted that out for Miss Luxury. I'm glad about that. Now, where's that? Here we go. So, Josh Gill has been in touch, or Josh Gill even has been in touch, and says, thanks for the wonderful, ever-warming show. I listen on the iPlayer at work, and it always gives me something to look forward to as the week begins. I do like it when you listen when you're not supposed to be listening. Makes it somehow more intimate, don't you think? Guy.6music@bbc.co.uk if you listen when you're not supposed to be. Then Josh goes on to say, it's an incredibly long shot, as you'll see, but here goes nothing. Last week, you played Take Off That Dress For Me by Micah P. Hinson. This reminded me of a different song you played a long time ago. The only issue is I can't remember the name of the song, the artist, when you played it, or how it goes, or even if it was even on your show. You see the challenge here. The only thing I do remember is that the singer was asking somebody, perhaps his wife, to undress or dress in a certain way at his funeral, and I think it might have been a solo male singer-songwriter. Easy, easy, Josh. It's Smog and Dress Sexy at My Funeral.
tried to love my fellow man best I could. But most of all, don't forget about the time on the beach. The fireworks above us.
Here now is the first snippet of the Desert Island Discs episode where Tim Robbins was sharing his life, his experiences, his memories and his favourite music.
This was Greenwich Village in the 60s and 70s, particularly the 60s. You know, could there have been a more interesting place to be brought up than Greenwich Village?
I'm incredibly lucky.
Tell me about it. Describe the walking down the street, what would you see in Greenwich Village
in the 60s? Well, first of all, let me preface it by saying that when you grow up somewhere, you have no idea that the whole world isn't like this. I have an image in my mind of a 7-year-old kid with a baseball glove in his hand going down McDougal Street to Washington Square Park to find a patch of grass, which is essentially my childhood. And on McDougal Street at the time were all kinds of interesting, iconoclastic, genius people, from Allen Ginsberg to Bob Dylan, to Joan Baez. I just imagine bumping into one of those folks when I was 7 and not knowing.
What kind of a little boy were you? How would you describe yourself?
I was a normal kid. I was a bit of a show-off, you know. I was the youngest of 4, so I needed my attention too.
Your brother David, who you've gone on to work with, once said of you, whether it was street theatre or street hockey, he was always very focused. Is he right?
Yes, I was. My father thought that was the case from birth. He thought I was a very, very serious old man when I was born.
More on that in a second. For now, let's hear some more music. What's disc number 2, Tim?
This is Nina Simone singing Centerman. It was a song that my son actually reminded me of. He put it in a little film that he made, I think when he was about 14 or 15 years old. And I remember thinking, wow, I think I've done something right here raising this kid, because he's got really good taste in music.
Oh, Cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Where you gonna run to? All on that day, will I run to the rock? Please hide me around the rock. Please hide me around the rock. Please hide me, Lord, all on that day. But the rock right out, I can't hide you, the rock right out. I can't hide you, the rock right out. I ain't gonna hide you down, all on that day. I said, rock, what's the matter with you, rock? So I ran to the river, it was bleeding around to the sea. It was bleeding around to the sea. It was bleeding all on that day. So I ran to the river, it was boiling.
was bawling around the sea. It was bawling all on the bay. So I ran to the Lord. I said, Lord, harden me. Please harden me. Please help me all on that day. He said, child, where were you when you ought to have been praying? He said, Lord, Lord, hear me praying, Lord, Lord, hear me praying, Lord, Lord, hear me praying all on that day.
Nina Simone and Cinnamon, as chosen by Tim Robbins on his episode of Desert Islanders. More from Tim in a wee while. Big news. Two legendary New Orleans brass bands, that's the Looney Tunes Brass Band and the High Steppers Brass Band, have merged to form the Hot 8 Brass Band. Here's a tune for them. I think this is awesome. It's called Steaming Blues. We'll be right back. You know, I've never been to New Orleans. I was due to go once, and I wasn't very well in the middle of a tour, so I had an extra day in a hotel while the lads went to New Orleans and had a great time there overnight. And then I flew over New Orleans and joined them in Texas. So gutted. I never went to New Orleans before the floods, but I'm going to go. I'm going to go visit it one day. Okay. Don't adjust your set towards the end of this tune. Excellent production from Flood. This is PJ Harvey and Down by the Water, and it does get a bit distorted at the end. There's nothing wrong with your set. Do not adjust your dial. PJ Harvey, everyone.
I lost my heart under the bridge to that little girl. So much to me, and now I moan, and now I holler. She'll never know just what I found. That blue-eyed girl.
On Ned Sausage Roll.
Well, it says he's what, head of aeronautics?
Richard Branson's space trips company, yeah, thing. So if you fancy booking with him, it's...
How much is it?
A million for six.
It's a million for six of you? That doesn't seem very expensive. I'm working this out a bit like you do with people in a taxi. So I'm going into space next week. Well, if we get six of us, it works out as cheap as getting the train, doesn't
it? What about
it?
You split the bill with your calculator, sir? Yeah. I didn't have a start.
Tell you what, Mark, we'll get it, because you're going to Pluto, aren't you? So you can drop me and Lizzie off, we'll give you a tenner.
Bradley from McConaughey.
Space taxi. I think I'll stick with NASA.
Radcliffe and McConaughey. Weekday afternoons from 1 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
Now then,
An impressionable 12-year-old boy was out riding one day with an old cowboy. As they paused on top of a hill to watch the dark clouds of a storm gather on the horizon, the old hand told the young boy the legend of the Devil's Herd, phantom steers who would stampede across the Arizona skies, all horns, hooves and blood-red eyes, chased by ghostly cowboys. The tale ended with a stark warning: grow up to be a good man, or you'll be doomed to race across the stormy skies for all eternity. The story stuck, and years later, Stan Jones, now working for the National Park Service in Death Valley, spent his 34th birthday sitting on his porch, gazing over the magnificent landscape, and writing the song that would make his name and fire the imagination of a generation. Ghost Riders in the Sky was recorded by many artists, but one of the earliest and, in my opinion, best versions has to be by Vaughan Monroe, whose deep stentorian tones add a delicious spookiness to an atmospheric production that includes a ghostly choir of cowboys echoing over the galloping beat. By all accounts, Stan Jones did grow up to be a good man, although he died when he was only 49. But what he left behind was more than an old cowboy's legend. It was a wealth of songs and stories that all began when a 12-year-old boy rode out to watch a storm. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, a-plowing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw. Ghost Herd in the Sky. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. In the sky, their faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, and shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught 'em yet, 'cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire as they ride on, hear their cry. Yibbe-yi-oh. Loped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, a-riding on our reins, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, a-trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. In the sky.
Vaughan Monroe's version of Ghost Riders in the Sky from the wonderful Beckopedia. I said Beckopedia. I might have to do my own version of Oops Upside Your Head just for Beckopedia. What do you think? I'll arrange that one of these days. Another tune now from my chosen artist this week, the wonderful My Morning Jacket. This song's called Gideon, and My Morning Jacket toured with Doves years ago, and Jimmy says they're wonderful lads. And, well, I trust Jimmy's opinion, don't you? My Morning Jacket and Gideon. Altaista are a new crew, or at least new to me. They're a multimedia trio even from London, and they describe their stuff as krautpop, electronica krautpop. There's something really great about this tune. I think it's going to be somebody's anthem this week. Once more, it's Altaista and Bad Insect. Incidentally, if you missed the titles of any of the songs on The Finest Hour, go to my website and have a look at episodes, and you can go back through the episodes and check out what it was that you wanted to find. Once more, Altaista and Bad Insect.
Luna. Mantra Luna.
To the flame to me anyway. We all race from the people's fate, but your eyes will say.
For Huxley by Brastronaut. I do love that band name. I've played 4 or 5 Brastronaut tunes on the Finest Hour over the years. I think they're a great band. This next tune by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, and there's a new album coming, everyone. Pause. I was recently doing some mastering work with some friends in London, and I was talking to Tim Young, who's the guy that's mastered the next Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds record, and he told me that it's a great record and I should be looking forward to it. So I went back through the back catalogue and did a spin of some old discs. This next one starts with an opening line which is just so utterly charming. Just check it out. It's somewhere between Elvis and somebody apologising for a drunken existentialist row. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Interventionist God. But I know, darling, that you do. But if I did, I would kneel down and ask him. Not to intervene when it came to you. Well, not to touch a hair in your head, leave you as you are. If he felt he had to direct you, then direct you into my arms. Into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms. Oh Lord, into my arms. Oh Lord, into my arms. And I don't believe in the existence of angels. But looking at you, I wonder if that's true. If I did, I would summon them together. And ask them to watch watch over you. Well, to each burn a candle for you, to make bright and clear your path, and to walk like Christ in grace and love and guide you into my arms. Into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms. Into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms. But I believe in love, and I know that you do. And I believe in some kind of path that we can walk down, me and you. So keep your candles burning, make a journey bright and pure, that you'll keep returning always and evermore. Into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms.
That one's for Pete Jobson. I know he enjoys that tune, and he nearly always listens to my programme in the bath. Make sure you do your undercarriage there, son. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds and Into My Arms, that was. This next tune's from Gautier. It's got a great groove to it, reminiscent of this sort of era of early 90s acid jazz and the trip-hop thing coming through. Reminds me of all that stuff. It was almost when sample culture became something different. People started mimicking old styles of playing rather than just sampling them. I'm not sure that's going on this tune. And it was a Song for Guy recommendation some time ago from Cameron Jones. So thanks for passing this on. Heart's a Mess, it's called, and it's by Gautier. That's Gotye.
Pieces of your heart, let me peer inside. Let me in where only your thoughts have been. Let me occupy your mind as you do. Thank you. would say you won't get hurt. You stay chased so you can wait. I don't wanna waste my love.
Gotcha and Heart's a Mess. That was a Song for Guy recommendation from Cameron Jones. This next one's by Solaraf, or is it Solaray? Solaraf or Solaray, I can't quite read that. It's called Zoma Dance, and it's from a collection called Solo Naives and Sculptures. Solo Naives / Sculptures, that was Solaraf and Zoma Dance. I'm not sure if that's Solaraf or Solaray, I really don't know. So go after Zoma Dance if you're after finding that tune on the internet. Z-O-M-A dance.
This is Six Music Live.
I think it's important that Six Music are giving young artists and even more established ones a chance to perform live.
First Aid Kit, and that was just absolutely remarkable.
There's a real spirit that's there that you can't get anywhere else.
Please show some love for the magnificent Richard Hawley.
It's just fun and it's exciting.
Mindwell Studios.
Make some noise. For Blur.
Let the ceremony begin.
Live music is sexy. At its best, it's high magic.
It's this communal human experience.
The live sound of so many bands confirms who they are and what they're about.
Not everyone can go see bands playing live, but everyone can listen to live sets on Six Music.
It's what we do.
Go Glastonbury!
Brilliant. Six Music live at Maida Vale. Can't wait for some more.
Absolutely live from the Six Music studios this morning. That stuff is just infectious.
Please welcome to the stage, New Order!
Absolutely amazing live music here on Six Music.
This is BBC Radio. Six Music live.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's finest hour on Six Music.
Let's hear again from Tim Robbins, actor, director, husband to, what's she called? Susan Sarandon. God, she's gorgeous, isn't she? And I just think an all-round good egg. I really am a huge fan of the man.
People, of course, do... they lose their idealism. It gets chipped away from them as they go on, especially people who work in very sort of brassy, upfront industries like the entertainment industry. You have on some pretty big stages, literally, decided to make your feelings known about human rights issues, political issues. That's quite a risk for somebody in your position. That's quite a risk for a Hollywood name.
Well, that's unfortunate. It didn't used to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe you are free if you are measured and careful in what you say because you feel that will make you richer or more famous. I think there's a slavery in that.
I wonder about that. I wonder how much nerve that takes. If you're going to get up on a stage at the Golden Globes or the Oscars and use that moment, and you know what it's meant to be for. It's meant to be for you to pay your dues to all of the professional people who've put you there. It's for you to look glamorous. It's for everybody to smile. And there you are, really, you know, misusing what your community want you to do with the time. They get angry about it. Does it take a lot of nerve?
Well, it's interesting. I've only done it once, and it has reverberated through the ages.
This was at the Oscars.
Yeah. I did it in 93, I believe it was. It was the first few months of Clinton's presidency. He had promised during the campaign to close down an internment camp for HIV-positive Haitians.
Yeah.
And in the spirit of all the red ribbons that were being worn on those tuxedos that night, we mentioned it. Within a week, the internment camp was closed down. It was an embarrassment to the Clintons.
Let's have some music. What are we going to hear now?
It's a song called In Your Mind that Johnny Cash wrote for the Dead Man Walking album.
How did that conversation begin? How did you...
It began with me picking up the phone and him saying, "Hello, this is Johnny Cash." And I was... It was a hero of mine who I've loved for many years. And I don't know where it came from inside me. I don't know where I got the guts to do this, but I said... Mr. Cash, I'd really appreciate it if you think about writing a new song. And he said, "All right, well, I'll think about it." So 2 weeks later, he got this recording in the mail. And I got to be friends with him after that, and he and his wife. And it was really sad when he passed. It was a big loss.
In your mind, in your mind, one foot on Jacob's ladder and one foot in the fire, and it all goes down in your mind. Living at the bottom of the stairs of life, never a smile knocking on your door. The air is blue and so are you, prehistoric monsters on the floor. Last verse of your last song, and God don't hear dead men. The end of the line is in your mind, and you'll be staying in your mind. skin for skin, eye for eye and tooth for tooth, heart for heart and soul for soul. Somebody said, what is truth? Lock it up and close it down, the sound of mourning like a dove, high beyond the rattle and roar, look into the face of love. In your mind, and you eat your fundamentalist pie with just a piece, you understand. You get the rest up in the sky. Praise and glory, wounded angels shuffling round the room. Eternity is down the hall, and you sit there bending spoons. In your mind,
in your mind,
in your mind,
in your mind.
Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, sacrificial drops of pain on a silver-plated cross, sanctification on a chain. They say redemption draws nigh, but storms of silence from above, stop your ears and close your eyes, try to find the face of love.
In Your Mind from Johnny Cash, as recommended by Tim Robbins, and one more choice from Tim before the end of the show. A couple of emails here. Charlie got in touch to say Emiliana didn't necessarily cover that tune by Bill Callahan. In actual fact, he wrote it for her to sing and then later covered it himself. That's Charlie in Brighton setting me straight. Thank you, bud. And also, when I was talking about things that scared me half to death as a child, I mentioned a porridge-faced man in cricket whites on Doctor Who. Lamp Boy, a.k.a. John Cooper, got in touch and said, Guy, a shiver went up my spine when you spoke about the porridge-faced man in the cricket whites on your show. I think I know who you're talking about, as I can still recall it freaking me out back in the day. A quick Google reveals the chap I think you were talking about was Count Scarlione, or Scaroth, played by Julian Glover in the story City of Death, written by, amongst others, Douglas Adams. You're absolutely right, and I googled it, and he's not quite in cricket whites. It's more like a John Travolta Staying Alive kind of disco suit, but you can see where I've done that in my head. And although his face does turn to porridge, it's green porridge. It looks more like a minced spinach or something. But yeah, it is that thing that scared me after death. And I was thinking, well, how old was I when I saw this? I was 5. It was in 1979 that episode was on. And it's still pretty terrifying looking at the images online. But thanks for clearing that up. Yeah, some closure on that. Thank you very much, John. And now we have a song for Guy recommendation from Richard Bird. He says, "It's gladdened me enormously over the last few months to hear that you've been playing Little Dragon songs off the last album. They've been one of my favourite bands since I lived in Sweden between 2005 and 2008. For me, the most recent album was not their strongest though, and I'd encourage you to check out the two earlier albums. A great place to start would be the Twice, the first track off the first album called Little Dragon, which is something of a classic to Little Dragon fans. Beware, it is a heart muscle tearer and comes with a very touching video on YouTube that has a similar effect, at least on me. A little digging around on YouTube will also reveal countless remix versions as well as many other fetching videos featuring Yukimi Nagano that could easily cost you a morning. I'm now living in the Far East, which is not well timed to listen to your show, so you may have played this song before me catching it. If so, then there's a very good and completely different Little Dragon collaboration on the Dave Sitek Maximum Ballroom album that I expect you'll also enjoy. Richard, a thorough and instructive and informative email. And this song is absolutely knockout. I'm going to go and check out more old Little Dragon. Thank you, Richard, for your recommendation. This song's absolutely beautiful. So it's the first tune on their first album. What a song to come out the blocks with. This is called Twice, and it is the mighty Little Dragon. Dragon and Twice, as recommended by Richard Bird. That's a Song for Guy recommendation. If you have a recommendation, and a specify a recommendation, not a request, something you think I've not heard or for some reason may have missed, whether it was released a long time ago or in another country or whatever, I might have been on tour, I might have been asleep, why not recommend it to me? It's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Just send me the title of the tune and the artist, and my crack production unit at Media City Salford will go and find the tune. And if it's good, I'll play it. How's that? This next tune is chosen by Tim Robbins. I'll let him tell you all about it.
And is it true that you also had in the cast your father, your mother, one of your sisters, and one of your sons?
Yeah.
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 A family affair.
Oh, my daughter was in that movie. She played Helen as a young child. Yeah. I like to use my family.
Working with your family for you was stress-free, was it?
Oh, no. There was stress, definitely stress. Directing is, for me, I become pretty deeply involved, pretty obsessed. And so I don't really have a life when I'm directing. I don't have, any downtime, really.
So you're not available?
No.
You check out. It's a good American word.
You check out of the hotel.
Do you?
I'd have a normal day, a 9-to-5 kind of day, and then all of a sudden it'd be 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 o'clock, and I'd still be editing. It's just, you want to solve the problems, but it's not good for your family life. And as a matter of fact, I stopped directing because of that. My son, who was 7 at the time, said to me, Dad, I like it better when you act. And I knew exactly what he was talking about. I'd check out just so I could get to know this great kid named Miles.
Okay, let's have some music then, Tim Robbins. What are we going to hear next?
Well, appropriately enough, the name of this song is Nothing Without You. It's by Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan.
Sajna tere bina,
Nusrat Fateh Khan and Nothing Without You, chosen by the wonderful Tim Robbins. Most of the Desert Island discs are now available anytime you want on the BBC website, because the BBC rule. Right, the tenuous feature that is, ooh, that put me right off that did, is in its third week. I can't believe it. Soothead got in touch. Soothead's otherwise known as Eek, and she said she can't, I think it's a she, I'm going to go with that. She said she can't watch or play games involving letters in squares since during an episode of Countdown when she was 10, her brother used to do a Frankenstein's monster impression during the Countdown music, during the building up of tension thing, and then pick her up and throw her across the room, and on one occasion banged her head on a radiator. So she's given up on Countdown, and she doesn't like Scrabble either. It's a good one, thanks very much for that. And Saskia Huggins got in touch, not for the first time, and said, Guy, I thought you might be interested to know that your new feature has its very own scientific name, at least when referring to food. Oh, this is good. I could do with like a good Latin sort of technical sounding name. The term was coined by psychologist Martin Seligman after he ate Bernays on steak and then became ill with stomach flu. Even though he was convinced the sauce Bernays hadn't caused his illness, he acquired an aversion to it. So the syndrome is called the sauce Bernays effect. Well, it's not very good name, really, is it? I learnt about the sauce Bernays effect when studying a psychology degree in the 90s. Thank you for providing me with the first opportunity I've had since then to share this nugget of information. Good to know it wasn't 3 years entirely wasted. From Saskia in Oxford. Thank you, Saskia. I love it. What's next? Ah, this is a nice tune. This is Duncan Brown. It's called My Old Friend, and it was a Song for Guy recommendation from Bob Pomfret a long time ago. Let me just pull up your file here, Bob. This, right in the, well, 09, 3 years ago this month. Then once again, it's Duncan Brown with My Old Friend, and it was a Song for Guy recommendation from Bob Pomfret.
In a light, shine brightly on my old friends. May they go on, never fall. Never think that I don't wish them well. In a light, shine forever on my old friends. All in all, shoveling everything into the middle of next week. We shared our money, bounced our checks, buying expensive meals for the opposite sex. We seriously planned our wildest dreams, but failure kept clinging to all our schemes. But we laughed it off, fell back into the fold, till one of us started feeling old. But in spite of all, we may still be the same after we finish playing our own separate games. But I have no doubt, though the years have flown, those were the freest times I have ever known.
That was Duncan Brown and My Old Friend, recommended by Bob Pomfret even in January 09. One of the nicest things that happened last year was I managed to meet Neil Finn of Finn and Crowded House fame. I think he's an amazing songwriter. I think his spirit and his craft between them, I think it's amazing. It shall and does stand the test of time. This is a song called Where Is My Soul. I like to think you can hear the brothers Finn at work here. Is there something different that happens when brothers are in a band together? I think there is. Once again, this is Finn with Where Is My Soul. And if by any chance you're listening, Neil, what a pleasure to meet you it was. Finn and Where Is My Soul. Love that tune.
For me, this is the greatest song because it really does invoke the most incredible sonic atmosphere.
The vocal delivery is just impeccable, even though he doesn't have a traditionally beautiful voice.
It set the template of dance music for the decade after it.
This record is uplifting and celebratory and really catchy.
It's dark, it's mysterious, it's kind of enigmatic.
For me, it's the greatest song because with it, she dragged that old school soul sound back into the mainstream.
The melodies on it are absolutely gorgeous.
It's just so unbelievably cool.
But what is Six Music's greatest song? We've compiled a shortlist of 100 singles that have been released and appeared on the Six Music playlist since we started broadcasting back in March 2002.
And now we need your help to pick our greatest hit.
Go to the Six Music website now and vote for your favourite.
BBC Radio Six Music's greatest hits.
Guy Garvey on Six.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
A Song for Guy recommendation from Jane Southern now. Yo La Tengo and Our Way to Fall. Thanks for getting in touch, Jane.
We're on our own.
we can just squeeze this one in before Don Letts takes over. This is David Holmes and the Ballad of Sarah and Jack. And this recommendation comes from Alex Furtado. She's been in touch before. She listens to this when she's driving over the moors in Plymouth to work. Once again, David Holmes and the Ballad of Sarah and Jack. It for another week from me. Don Letts is up next with Culture Clash Radio. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you all for your Song for Guy recommendations. Thanks to Peter, Michelle and Julie and everyone who helps me make the programme, and of course the Beckopedia. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Week, all. Night, Mum.
From 2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
No matter what the people say, these sounds leads the way. It's the order of the day from your boss DJ. Yes, I'm Don Letts, and this is Culture Clash Radio. Back on track after my 212 roundup and ready to cross time, space and genres. To that end, I'll be looking forwards, backwards and sidewards with the likes of Dutch Uncles, the Creole Choir of Cuba, The Who, Nicholas Repack, Eitel Horns meets Bush Chemist featuring Rico, Elliot Brood, Shara Nelson and Pink Floyd, all coming up in the first hour of the mix. Now, for anyone new to the show, you ought to know there's not too much talk or even technique, just taste and tunes. So let's get to it with Tribe Called Quest's I Left My Wallet in El Segundo.
Okay, so
Let's start with this. What's your name?
Q-Tip.
Where are you going? Who are you going with?
It's me, Alex.
Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it, I got to get it. I left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it, I got to get it. My mother went away for a month long trip. Hunting some friends on an ocean liner ship. She made a big mistake by leaving me home. I had to roam, so I picked up the phone. Got Ali up to see what was going down. Told him I'd pick him up so we could drive around. Took the Dodge Dart, a 74. My mother left the yard, but I needed one more. Shahid had me covered with 100 greenbacks. So we left Brooklyn and we made big tracks. Drove down the belt, got on the conduit. Came to a toll, it paid and went through it. Had no destination, we was on a quest. Ali laid in the back so he can get rest. Drove down the road for 2 days and a half. The sun had just risen on a dusty path. Just then a figure had caught my eye. A mirror for Sombrero who was 4 feet high. I pulled over to ask where he was at. His index finger, he tipped off his hat. El Segundo, he said, my name is Pedro. If you need directions, I'll tell you pronto. Need a civilization, some sort of reservation. He said a mile south, there's a fast food station. Thanks to y'all, as I started the motor, Ali said,
damn, Tiff, what did you drive so far for? Well, describe to me what the wallet looks like.
Anyway, a gas station we passed. We got gas and went on to get grub. It was a nice little pump in the middle of nowhere. Anywhere would've been better. I ordered enchiladas and I ate them. Ali had the fruit punch. When we finished, we thought for ways to get back. I had a hunch. Ali said,
pay for lunch.
So I did it. Pulled out the wallet and I saw this wicked, beautiful lady. She was a waitress there. Put the wallet down and stared and stared. To put me back into reality, here's Shahid.
Yo, Tip, man, you got what you need?
I checked for keys and started to step. What do you know, my wallet I forget. Yo, it was a brown wallet. Had props numbers, had my Jimmy hats. I gotta get it, man. Lord have mercy. The heat got hotter, Ali starts to curse me. I feel bad, but he make me feel badder. Chit, chit, chatter, car starts to scatter. Breaking on out, we was northeast bound. Jetting on down at the speed of sound. 3 days coming and three more going. We get back and there was no slack. 490 Madison, we're here, Shah. He said, alright, Chip, see you tomorrow. Thinking about the past week, the last week. Hands go in my pocket, I can't speak. Hop in the car and torpedo to the shack. The Shahid, we gotta go back. When he said why, I said we gotta go. Cause I left my wallet in El Segundo. Yeah, I left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it, I got to get it. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go.
Now there's a little place that I know about. I go there with my baby every time I take her out. We park by the rock and watch the lights down below. And I tell her things that she ought to know. They go